about his new book, 70s, the Future, Technology, Optimism, and More. But up next, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. And today she talks with David Swanson, whose book War is a Lie came out last year. That is coming up next on KBOO. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support in our recent membership drive. If you missed it, you can still join by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
Thank you, baby. I just wanna take a little time out. Do you? Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, wait. Thank you.
Thank you for contributing to KBOO's membership drive. It was a success, and we couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you for your post, for your like, for your click. Summation needs a TTT. Thank you for your love, for your care.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 21st, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And if it is not asking too much, don't forget, call up elected representatives, Bonamici, Church Schrader, everyone that you can think of, and ask them to resist the fast-track Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're getting closer and closer, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today with our guest, David Swanson. Swanson's book, War is a Lie, came out last year. He is at the forefront of journalists writing about the egregious blunders that characterize the national security state under the Patriot Act. And this week, the act is on the table. The Trans-Pacific Partnership's trade courts, indeed, are also something that should be on the table, but don't actually seem to be. The name of these things, investor-state dispute settlements, or ISDSs, is one of the core instruments of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that would doom all of us, really, to silence and secrecy. Silence and secrecy have been powerful tools in the negotiation, first of the Patriot Act, and then, of course, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There is no actual traceable connection here, but one would certainly be able to make the argument, I believe, that were it not for the USA Patriot Act, we would not be now currently facing a trade agreement, which everyone knows would be a disaster for all but the extremely wealthy. I want to welcome our guest today, David Swanson, to the KBOO Airwaves. Thanks for being with us today.
Great to be here, Chris.
There's a lot to talk about, but sometimes things can be complex but not complicated, and that's what we're here to do today, is to try to simplify, look at some of the issues here. Of course, in my opinion, it's these tribunals that are part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that are worrisome. Anything to do with courts and the legal system, because this has become a friend of activists, environmentalists, and that would be the last tool in the toolkit if those options were taken off the table. The USA Patriot would, of course, defend those types of instruments. Can you talk a little bit about what some of your concerns are here and the connections between these two monsters?
Well, there's a handful of giant monster disaster bills in Washington. These are some of the worst, and the way that they're gone about is some of the worst, most undemocratic process. So you have the Senate now backing fast track, which means that most of the senators have not even read the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They are not going to allow the public to read it. They are not going to have a public debate on it. There are not going to be any amendments proposed and voted on, and they're not going to require a two-thirds vote as treaties require under the Constitution. It's going to be a majority vote in the House and Senate. That's if the House goes along with fast track. So our job right now is to stop the House of Misrepresentatives from allowing fast track, because this is the history of stopping these disastrous corporate so-called trade agreements. Is if they get fast track, it goes through, and if they don't, it doesn't. Because if the public here, and this is what Republican and Democratic senators, the handful of each who have seen it, say, this is what the former U.S. Trade Representative says. It is so disastrous, so bad that even in our broken, corrupted political system, if people saw it, it would never pass. So it's the secrecy that's pushing it through. Secrecy is of, and of course, this is an agreement among 12 nations with written into it that it never ends. There's no mechanism for getting out of it or ending it, and other nations can be added to it without ever going back to Congress at all. So China, any other nation, can be dumped into it. The Patriot Act as well, this was an outrageous emergency measure in a time of knowingly irrational madness and stupidity immediately after 9/11, 2001, where they put in these temporary measures where they would abuse our rights for a limited period of time with sunset dates. And then every time they sunset, they reauthorize it for another 5 or 10 years without any justification or explanation. And so some of the worst bits of the Patriot Act are supposed to run out on June 1st of this year, including bits that are being used legitimately or not, but as an excuse for such things as the mass surveillance of all of our metadata, that is, what phone calls you make from what number to whom for how many minutes and so forth, which is, what they've used to put people like whistleblower Jeffrey Sterling in prison. So there is cause to worry that they have this stuff, and of course much else that they aren't telling us. And they will come up with a different excuse for the same abuses should the Patriot Act sections be taken away from them. But we have to take that step. And so we have to tell the House and Senate right now that that the USA Freedom Act is no more about freedom than the Patriot Act was about anything good or decent. It was indeed about the disaster known as patriotism. But we need to do nothing. We need Congress to do nothing and allow those sections of the Patriot Act to end, or pass the Surveillance Repeal Act, which is a much better bill. And people can go to Sunset the Patriot Act .org or rootsaction.org and take action.
So under the we've seen the disastrous results of the Patriot Act of secrecy and of draconian measures used against whistleblowers, Jeffrey Sterling, John Kiriakou. None of this would likely have been tolerated pre Patriot Act days. Many people don't even realize that we live under the Patriot Act. There are people coming up in their 20s, smart people who are involved in political, and really don't seem to have any idea that this is what is governing our lives, determining virtually the course of the nation. That's terrifying. And then we end up here now with this Trans-Pacific Partnership and the courts associated with it, this sort of tribunal, that from which there is no exit, there's no amendments, there's no recourse once the decision has been handed down by the tribunal. I wonder. That makes, of course, me. What I want to ask is, what effect would that have on whistleblowers, on someone who has seen an egregious example of corruption in a corporate behavior. Not hard to see that. But does this have an effect on whistleblowers? Would there be an effective silencing of people who do want to speak out and raise alarms? I would use Hanford as an example, because they could simply go to this court and say, well, we get to do whatever we want. We can just dump all of the new refuse into the Columbia River. Do you see where we're going with this? How is this affecting the steps people might want to take to draw attention to bad behavior?
Well, you know, there are a lot of laws involved, and it's really a question of our entire culture, but we have to push back against these particularly bad laws to move the culture in the right direction. I mean, these whistleblowers are being prosecuted under the Espionage Act from 1917 as if they were spies for foreign enemies on distant shores, which, of course, is never even alleged. They're just misusing that piece of legislation. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, you know, has very little to do with trade. It's a corporate wish list. It's things that corporations tried to get through publicly and couldn't, so they're buried in a secret treaty. It's internet censorship. It's internet corporatization. It is free laundering of money and moving of money and jobs overseas without penalty. It is opening up U.S. government contracts to foreign corporations. It is every bad measure from drug patents to controls on labor laws and fossil fuel extraction, to, you know, across every issue. This ought to unite us. This is why the TPP was a big part of the Occupy movement a few years ago. It has every issue in it. But fundamentally, it radically expands the areas under which corporations can overturn national laws by appealing to a tribunal of corporate lawyers. So, I mean, this is already the case under NAFTA and other corporate trade agreements, and billions of dollars have been handed over by the taxpayers of nations to foreign corporations who have overturned those nations' laws and sued under not under any court of that nation or of any democratic global institution, but a tribunal of their own corporate lawyers. And so if a whistleblower exposes something that results in legislation to restrict the practice, that is, if the U.S. government restricts the extraction of fossil fuels or the use of child labor or anything that can be seen as hurting profits, even imagined future profits, then a corporation or a group of corporations, including foreign corporations to the nation involved, can sue and can overturn the law. So here is Congress, with fast track, stripping away its own right to debate and decide and amend anything, and with the treaty itself, stripping away its power to make laws at all, handing it over to a bunch of corporate lawyers operating in corporate interest. And it's not some sort of fair and balanced procedure in the name of free capitalism. You know, if a nation makes a law allowing slavery or child labor or any sort of abuse, that there's no recourse for that whatsoever. That's perfectly permissible and can't be touched. It's if a nation, you know, restricts any sort of abuse, requires clear labeling on unsafe food, or prevents the extraction of tar sands or anything of the sort, well, then there is recourse. So it's all bad and not good. And it is empowering global corporations over any sort of representative government.
One final question. I do want to give you a chance. We've got about 2 minutes left, about 1.5 minutes. The websites that you would commend our listeners' attention to. And also, one final question, one thought, and I've been asking all my guests this. Should this thing pass and become part of our future, what would it take to overthrow it?
It would take some sort of nonviolent revolution and possibly a global or at least larger than a single nation nonviolent revolution to overthrow it. There is no legal means by which it can be undone, short of perhaps a constitutional convention that throws out every treaty enacted under the existing constitution. So the time to stop it is now. The place to do it is the House of so-called representatives. I wrote an article years ago about the TPP called The Terrible Plutocratic Plan, and if you search for Terrible Plutocratic Plan, you'll find it. But I think flushthetpp.org is a good website worth recommending.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for your time today. This is something that it would appear to supersede all other issues at the moment, because should it pass all other issues, it'll be moot point. There will be no reason and no other than a global revolution to take this thing down. Again, my guest has been David Swanson. His book, War is a Lie, is definitely a must read, and is at the forefront of journalists writing about these egregious actions on the part of our so-called representatives. Thanks again for that, David.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, May 21st, 2015. Rock Bergeron engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to phone your elected representatives on this Trans-Pacific Partnership. It cannot possibly be stressed enough. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, we continue our multi-part series, The Battle for Education in the 21st Century. Later, you'll hear an excerpt from Oliver Stone at the Left Forum discussing his multi-part documentary series, The Untold History of the United States. I'm Miguel Gavilan Molina. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints.